Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, right here on my shirt. That's how I know who I am. In the morning, I just put on my sweatshirt and I look down. where your pet's health is our business. I was like, what? How does, you know, you got to say it all at one time, right? Yeah. Your pet's health is our business and friends, like my friend, Dr. Andy. What?
Don't let friends feed kibble.
Thank you so much, Dr. Andy, for saying that. Thank you, honey. My honey just brought me some coffee. I so appreciate that. Dr. Andy, you tried to give up coffee for 3 weeks. And I said, I don't even know why you get up in the morning if you can't have coffee.
That's really my point of view. And I try. I keep trying. I make it 3 weeks and then I fold.
What's wrong with coffee? No, I don't want to know. If it's bad, you know, just don't
like,
even tell me.
There's good things and there's bad things.
I can't have one more bad thing.
Well, that's like the last bad thing I do.
And I know. You should be living to your 150. I'm just saying.
And I still wonder if I can get past my 3 weeks, if that's part of my gut irritation and what else does it impact? Because I've been drinking it for so long.
I don't know. Anyway. I love it.
I do. I black. It's black. I absolutely adore it. It's like the best moment, that first sip of the day. And so, yeah, trying to give that up. Oh, I'm in a foul mood.
My girlfriend's like,
well, why don't you just drink hot water? And I'm like,
hot water? No.
Yeah, that just sounds awful.
I'm not going to pay $5 for a cup of hot water. Uh-uh. Right? That's where we're going. I tell you another thing that is makes life worth getting up. And you talked about this in one of your last emails is pets, having our pets. They make life worth living. Don't they, Dr. Andy?
They do. And it's got to be the reason we keep getting more of them. And
well, for you,
they pass away on us. And that's so sad, but all that love and all that everything that we get for so many years is so worth it.
So one of my neighbors, she said, can you come and see my dog and see what you think? Because she said, I think I'm going to have to make a decision. And I said, no, no, because you know what, Dr. Andy, that is such a personal thing.
Oh yes.
Right. So
I had to learn to navigate that early on in my career.
Did you?
Yeah. I may not have to push the meds, but clients that have been with me a long time and some just random last ditch effort to hope make their animals feel better, they'll come in for an adjustment. And we have really difficult conversations. And I'm a weird person. I will talk about it as long as you want to talk about it. And I will not bring it up until you do. I learned that early on.
What does this mean that you'll talk about it as long as you want?
When do you want to put the dog down? Okay. What are you looking for? Is your husband ready? Are the kids ready? Because you have to wait till everyone's in the house and the house is ready. You can't unilaterally, and you can't force anyone to be ready. Your animals will always be ready before you. They do not have all those points of view that we have about death. And so, and you have to factor in the nurse care. If you are cleaning up 120-pound Newfie because they're completely incontinent, how long can you keep that up? How do you get them out to go potty? Like, so you have to factor that in. And just talking about it tends to help people a lot. But I do not bring it up until they do.
Yeah. And you know, Rick and I, and what was difficult with Asta was that Asta wasn't sick. Mm-hmm. Asta was eating, Asta was pooping. She was doing everything fine. Asta was just in a lot of pain because that knee
Yeah.
Was probably bone on bone. Would you say that was bone on bone, or it was painful.
Most likely. And that wasn't the only thing that was painful at the end.
Yeah.
We have all the compensation. My gizmo, we're just about going to have to make a decision. His is cognitive. He stands and has long conversations with the cabinets. We can all leave the room, turn the lights off. He doesn't come find us anymore. He just lays there. And basically, life's not any fun anymore for him.
Maybe he doesn't know it's not fun.
Well, okay. Either way, right? Like he's deaf. He's trapped in his brain and he's eating okay. We clean up a mess in the house every day. His mobility for being a tripod is not awful. I've seen a heck of a lot worse. Mm-hmm. And we can pick him up. He's 15 pounds. So we're not going to do another winter. I won't do that. But
that'd be hard.
We're getting there. He's 16. He turned 16 this month.
And you know what I think too, Dr. Andy, is that we being with an animal that is deteriorating, we get used to seeing him that way. Mm-hmm. And we may not realize that they have gone as far as they have.
Yes.
Right? Because we see them every day.
People, it's amazing when people will say, well, when are you going to put that dog down? I'm like,
oh, I have people saying that about Austin.
I'm like, people say that? How dare they? No.
That's like saying your kid's ugly and your pet's fat.
Why'd you marry that man? Like all of that. Like you assume you know stuff and you don't.
People say that.
You could be subtle. I mean, well, how old is she? Has she been struggling a while? Like you could, you know, but yeah. People will just flat out, especially family members to other family members. They're very rude.
You know what thing you don't ever want to say to people? You look tired. Are you tired? Shut your face. I am tired, but I don't want you to point it out.
I thought you were going to say when you ask someone, when are you due? And they're not pregnant. That's
oh, gosh.
Another one, you know.
Oh, no. I've done that before. And, you know, that's just stupid. Dee Dee, come on. There's no rock big enough to crawl under when you do that. You're just like, I'm an idiot.
I did it once. I worked at a hair salon when I was super young, 18, whatever. And I'm like, I said something to someone about getting the senior discount. She's like, I'm not old enough for that. I'm like, that's the last time I ever offered it again. If you say something, I will give it to you. I'm not asking because that was awful. Awful.
Yeah. Awful. Yes.
So yeah, there are a few things in life that you learn.
That you want to keep your mouth shut about. But you know what we don't keep our mouth shut about, though, Dr. Andy, is things that harm our pets. We just don't. And I think the rabies webinar that is posted out on Rumble, and we're going to keep saying that, you need to watch it. Now, we're not going to give you the steps to get around a law.
No,
we're not, but we are going to call to your attention what the CDC says,
right?
What the AVMA says, what your vets say, and maybe what you need to know before you buy into
that webinar will arm you with information.
Yeah.
Now, what you choose to do for yourself and your pets, up to you, but you need to arm yourself with information.
Right.
I just had a past client text me, your dog's now having seizures. And I'm like, and then of course the vet's like, you need to go on a grain added food.
Please.
And I'm like, I used to sugarcoat it. I don't anymore. Like your vet is wrong. And you need to educate yourself. You need to stop relying. Cause they're like, oh, can I get a holistic vet? Yeah, that would be great. And yes, you may need that, but that's still almost a cop-out. Instead of educating yourself, I'll just get a vet more in alignment with my beliefs, which I'm not saying is a wrong choice, right? Call Dr. Right. Jason. But if you have a vet you have a long-standing relationship with and you're educated and you can work with that person, there's no reason to bounce around and try to find somebody else. Educate yourself and get a healthcare team. We've talked about that.
Yeah. So this dog started having seizures after do you know if it was after a...
She said he's two now. I saw him for a limp when he was, I think, 8 or 9 months. And she said the last time they vaccinated was when he came from the rescue. So, and this is where people go. He didn't eat anything toxic or anything. I'm like, our whole life is toxic. I'm like, what are you feeding? When was HeartGuard? When was your flea tick prevention? You know, did you go anywhere? I mean, I could just barrage mm-hmm. her with stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what I've been noticing too. He's had, I shouldn't say only, but he's had 3 episodes. But what I've been noticing with the seizing dogs lately, they're having multiples and they're lasting a lot longer than, like, let's say 20 years ago when a dog would have a little seizure. Like a lot of times a dog would have we've talked about seizures, a random seizure last, you know, 40 seconds and come out of it. No big deal. These dogs are having multiples, clustering, 4 minute long seizure. I'm like, what is going on? Like, we are so sick. This is a 2-year-old dog.
Yeah. I hear about it all the time. Younger mm-hmm. and younger.
And younger and more and more.
Is he an itchy dog too? Do you know?
She didn't say, and I don't know. He was delightful. He was, I think, a husky mix of sorts, which is not my favorite breed, but he was delightful.
Yeah. Why is a husky not your favorite breed? Are they snappy or what?
They're snappy and screamy and loud and... And generally, for chiropractic care, uncooperative. But my bar is how well they cooperate with chiropractic care. And huskies,
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about German Shepherds?
They're fine. They're a little whiny.
Now,
in general.
Lossie's never been whiny there. And she's a talker.
Yeah.
She's a talker.
She likes to get out of it, though.
She'd keep them one eye on you, though. Yeah, she's like, I'm keeping one eye on you, Dr. Andy.
But the food's pretty good. So,
yeah.
You can keep going, lady.
Yeah. She's like, great. All right. Give me a treat.
It tends to be loud, but no, German Shepherds are fine.
They're better than fine. They're the best. Okay.
They're the best. Sorry.
But anyway, whatever breed you have is the best. Mm-hmm. So in your email, though, you were saying walk-in. These are the health benefits, the health perks for a human, right? We usually talk about keeping your dog healthy. But in your email that went out, you said adding to your own wellness vault, it's the health perks of having a dog. And you said, and I would take it that these are the practices you have yourself, Dr. Andy, but you say walk into wellness, you know, say goodbye to skipping morning workouts and get outside in the sun and soak up that natural sunlight and walk. You know, we talked about on the last podcast about vitamin D. You say there's the best way for you to get some vitamin D and your dog, but you don't want to bundle up.
No. And take the damn sunglasses off.
And take your sunglasses off and go blind. As Dr. Andy says. That's cool, though. And then you say healing with hugs. Now, Dr. Andy, there's a lot of people that say, I don't want to be hugging on my dog because he might lick me because he's a raw-fed dog and that bacteria might get in me and then I might die.
I have not heard of one death from that.
No?
No. Have you?
No, I'm sure I will.
Won't be true then either.
Right? But what does just petting, right? So there has to be a reason that you have therapy dogs. There's a reason that we take animals to the airport, as Brian does with Riley. Yeah. He takes him to the airport, and it's so those people who are pissed off that they didn't get section A can pet the dog and not go crazy. They really have you at the airport pet the dogs. You know, most of the time it's like, oh, it's a service dog, don't touch. No, right. They want you touching them. Yeah. Why?
Because of the calming hormones that it affects in your body.
The love hormone, yes, oxytocin.
Yeah.
Right?
Oxytocin.
Calms you down. I mean, you know what? We used to.
That's the hormone that spurts out when you first fall in love with someone.
Yeah. And then when it goes away, you're like, who are you?
And what was I thinking? Oh, sorry.
I thought that was cute. And that's just really grating on my very last nerve now. No, but. It does. And it's so funny. that what it was so funny that there was a thought in my head and then it went away. And so
you need some oxytocin.
I need some oxytocin. Where is Lozzie? But you know, she comes in the bedroom every morning and she does that whiny thing, that talky thing. Mm-hmm. And she gets up on the bed. Well, you have to invite her. Mm-hmm. Right. And Germans are really funny. At least the Germans that I have don't want to stay up there. They're mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm just here for you to pet me for a few minutes because I'm really telling you I need to eat. And and then I'm going to get down. But she does it every morning. And I think, what a great way to wake up, you know, to hug your pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say a lot of things and then don't follow through. But my little wiener dog, before he came to live with us, which was also an additional dog, but I'm like, no more dogs in the bed. They're messing up my sleep. Guess who sleeps in my bed?
Yeah.
Right. Cuddled up. And he's so cute in the morning. He'll crawl up and he'll put his feet on my pillow. And if my eyes are closed, he doesn't do anything else. But if I open my eyes and see him, he's like right on my face. Although the whole crawling up and landing on my pillow wakes me up, right?
But, of course, because you know it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
yeah, those dachshunds. So I had three dachshunds, you know, when I met Rick. And Doc, my first love, the one that got me into the raw, he always slept right on my hip. You know, that was where he just like they burrow under,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I'm like, how do you breathe down there?
I don't know.
They do.
But so you want to walk with your dog. That's going to help you get your vitamin D. You want to make sure that you heal with hugs, as you call it, because when you hug your dog, when you pet your dog, it's going to release the love drug, that oxytocin. And then you also said, you know, having a dog is like having a silent therapist, What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll out myself. Don't you have conversations with your dog?
I do.
About life.
Yeah.
And then generally they roll over and go to sleep and you're like, yeah, is anything really that important to get all worked up about? Right.
Right. Really? Right. Yeah. So. You say that they offer emotional support. They combat social isolation, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. You know, Rick's sister just passed and she and her husband married 42 years and they had a cat. They had cats. They don't have cats anymore, but he just said, you know, I'm thinking about getting a dog. Thinking about getting a dog because he's by himself. And we said, we wholeheartedly think that that's a good idea. Now, you would want to look at, all right. Do I have good balance? Let's just say if you're an older person, right? Do I have good balance? Does that, and I think this is, do I want a little dog that might be under my feet or a big dog that might knock me down? I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure.
And I would, being the daughter and daughter-in-law, talk with your family before you bring an animal home.
Because oops. Yeah.
If you do happen to pass away before that animal, are they willing to take that animal? What is the game plan here? What do they think is going to work for your lifestyle? Maybe you don't see all the things they see. And maybe, yes, a little Shih Tzu would make more sense than a year and a half year old Labrador if you're 76 years old. You know, like,
right.
You know, have a conversation. Include your family, please. Because my in-laws went off and got two husky mixes that are a whole 2 years old. And I don't know when we have to rehome them.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. No conversations. Mom ended up getting a puppy, but mm-hmm. it's a Shih Tzu. No, it's a Schnorky. It's a Schnauzer Yorkie, but it's very tiny. And so, you know, you put them in a purse, but you could rehome a little dog much easier.
Or maybe the family would be willing to keep that dog, but not.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they don't walk these dogs. They don't get out of the yard. They're very poorly behaved out of the house now. Right. All of this. And so funny. And they're digging up the sprinkling system and ruining the landscaping and knocking down the fence. And, you know, all those things that husky mixes do. And all my husband says to his mom is, you know what? You know what doesn't do that? A 6-pound chihuahua. And she really has stopped complaining to us about it.
I know. Yeah. I know. So you really got to, you really got to think about what type of dog that you want. If you are in a situation where you're alone, because I do think that they can help manage and alleviate, like you say in your email, depression and anxiety. Number one, you got to take them outside. That means you got to get up off the couch, right? You got to feed them. So you got to stand up.
Something else is dependent on you doing something.
You got to move. And and you also say it, pets also teach us mindfulness. And it's like you were saying, they just live in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I wonder about that statement though, Dr. Andy, because Lozzie is like not living in the moment when she's up there with us on the bed, because she's like, I'm trying to get these lazy tarts out of bed.
Yes, because I need to eat. Like
right. So she's kind of thinking in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. They have their clocks dialed in, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I do question that comment too. And right. Because we've talked so much more anxiety in our pets too, that are they worrying about something else that could happen? Are they not in the moment anymore? Are they more in our heads and our heads are a mess? You know? Yeah.
I don't know. I do know that she gets her ball and she's like, is it now? Is it now? Is it now? Are we going now? Now? Is it? I'm watching you. I'm watching what you're doing. Is it right now? So maybe they don't live totally in the moment, but they certainly don't get in a hamster wheel of what, you know, might happen.
No. And owners, pet parents always are like, oh, I just, you know, I didn't do X, Y, Z for the last 2 years. I just didn't know. I go, yeah. Your pet's just sitting around talking to all the other dogs on how horrible of a pet parent you were for 2 years. No, they don't do that. They're not sitting there mulling over what happened 2 years ago, or that you missed whatever you missed and they weren't as healthy as they could be, whatever that was, right? They're not sitting around doing that at all. We do that, right?
We do that. And the other two things that you talk about in this email, which I love, is the power of routine, right? We say you've got to get up and go take the dog out. You've got to feed them. And then social ties. And I think that's so important. Oh. That's how we've met so many people with a dog, right?
Like all my friends came to me usually as clients or businesses. So it's the dogs. The dogs have introduced us.
Right. Because I don't have kids, right? I don't have kids. Yeah, that's a tie for a lot of people when they have kids. They meet other parents with kids. Mm-hmm. But if you're alone, if you've had a life change, consider getting a dog and absolutely do it. Get these dogs on raw, because it's going to change their skin. You may not even be allergic to a dog anymore if you put them on a raw diet. We hear that all the time.
All the time. People are shocked.
Yeah.
Cats too. Because I have two cats in here and all the people that are like, you have cats? And I'm like, well, yeah. They're like, well, why aren't I just blowing up in my face and watery eyes and runny nose? I'm like, because they're raw fed. They're like, what?
I know. What?
What? Like,
what are you saying?
I am saying. And then we go through that whole thing. But yeah, very much so. And kind of on the flip side, my mom's little dog passed away in March. She passed away in September. I think that contributed greatly to her more quickly decline, because she didn't go outside anymore. She didn't have a reason to get up and have to do anything. And it was sad. But yeah, so I think having another living being that you're dependent on, that is dependent on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And gives you so much love. Well, that's a great article. You guys, listen, get over to animalmagiccare.com. You can get on Dr. Andy's email list. She puts out lots of great information. Also, remember on our Rumble page, that is Raw Dog Food and Company, you're going to see a lot of short videos with Dr. Andy. We take lots of clips from the podcast and put those on there. So there's lots to do on our Rumble page and lots to see. So get over there. Work with Dr. Andy. She can do a chiropractic Zoom call. you know, talk to you about why maybe your dog's licking one paw, two, right? Yeah. Could be a back thing, may not be an allergy. She can talk to you about different options to get your dog in the best possible light. Play on words. Best possible light. No blue light.
Watch the sunrise.
That's right. That's right. Get over to animalmagiccare.com and get your dog on a species appropriate diet. It is really not hard. Does not matter where you start. Although if you want a suggestion, I'll give you one. So just get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. Where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.